Do you need a good book? Are you looking for a good read at the moment? If so, Catherine Lana is with us from Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge with a suggestion or two. Good afternoon, Catherine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You?
Yeah. We spoke to you just over a week ago before you had a stroll along the river with book readings as well as sort of a walk.
That's right. And I confess that that is the book I'm going to recommend to you today because I'd read it before and meeting the author and having that event has just made me even more enthusiastic about it. So.
Did it go all right?
It went very well, yes. It was a horrible day for weather, but actually the rain and the sleet stopped just as we had to go for the walk. So that was lovely. The timing worked very well.
Okay. And if we talk about the book, then everyone will understand why you wanted a bit of a walk to go with it.
I hope so. The title is called Etta and Otto and Russell and James. And the book is loosely based on the author's own maternal grandparents who experienced the war and who live in Canada, which is where this story takes place. There are lots of little magical, quirky touches, though, that are very much the author's own imagining. So it's very loosely based on fact. So Etta of the title is an elderly lady and she's beginning to lose her memory. She's looking to the end of her life and she decides that before she dies, she needs to visit the ocean. She lives in the middle of Canada, though, so she's never seen the sea, but it's an awfully long way away. But one morning she gets up and she leaves her husband Otto and their good friend Russell, and without telling them, she starts walking these 2,000 miles across the country to the sea. And as Etta travels, we learn about her journey. So one of the instances that she meets a wild coyote who she names James, and he becomes her companion. But also along the way, we learn of her memories of her past. And back home, Otto and Russell also look back on their lives. And throughout, there are stories of relationships, family and war, and lots of sadness. But because it's such an unusual book, touching on reality and fantasy, there's also lots to make us smile and wonder too. And one of the items is that Otto, Etta's husband, he's left at home without her and he has to be more inventive with his time. Etta's left him all her recipe cards so that he can cook for himself, and it's lovely reading about how he follows her instructions with a bit of trial and error. And he couldn't contact Etta either, so he has to read about her journey in the newspaper. But he collects lots of copies and he cuts out the report and then he makes paper mache with the leftovers. And that inspired us to invite Woodbridge Primary School pupils to create a paper mache model for us for our book launch. So they created a life-size James the Coyote. So it's beautifully written and it's really whimsical and lyrical in its style, and it flits back and forward in time. And we've got all the different voices of Etta and Otto and Russell and even James the Coyote sometimes. He speaks to us too. But it is only just published, so I have to say it is a hardback, so it's $12.99, so it's a little bit more expensive than normal. But it has a beautiful, beautiful cover. It's got a naive picture of the coyote, and that's printed in gold. So it's a book to treasure, and I also think that you'll return to it again and again.
And you must be really taken by this, because you mentioned it more than once, haven't you,
Sorry, yes.
No, I don't mind. It's like, I mean, because you talk about books, you've read loads of books. I mean, books are your thing, but yet you obviously are taken by this.
Well, yes, it has had lots of coverage. The newspapers and magazines across the country have taken up with it. But the author is just such a charming individual as well. She's so talented. She's very young, but she's multi-talented, as I said. She's a professional musician, and on our day, she played the ukulele and sang to us. So she's got her own string quartet, and she lectures in commercial music at Bath University. So there's no end to things that she can do, and she was just so, so charming and a real inspiration. And the book, as I say, because I had to promote it, well, I chose to promote the book, so I'd read it, was enthusiastic about it, and prepared for the event. So I've read it time and again already, and it hasn't pulled at all. I love it each time. So I hope that's a good enough recommendation to give it a go.
I shall definitely have to have a look at it, because it sounds very surreal in a way, but she obviously makes it sound plausible when you're reading it.
Well, that's right, and I think you can take as little or as much as you want with it, but you have got to suspend your disbelief and just go with the flow. And you do delight in the language and the presentation. And it's broken up into lots of different sized chunks as well, so you can dip into it and into, you know, shorter periods of time reading, as well as taking a long time just wallowing in the language and the story as well. So it's just got so much going for it, and I hope lots of people will take it up and enjoy it.
So it's Emma Hooper, it's Etta and Otto and Russell and James. And did Emma's grandma really walk to the sea then?
No.
Oh, well.
No, but the memories and the wartime recollections, and also I think her grandfather did have white hair. His hair turned white as a result of being at war, and that's what happened to Otto too.
Okay, so there's lots of little bits of it that are a memory as well. It sounds fascinating. I should definitely read it.